This mindset shift is one that I wish I had fully grasped sooner on my business journey, because I know that I would have seen bigger results because of it. I see so many entrepreneurs stay stuck waiting for a magical moment of readiness that never fully arrives. What I know to be true is that so much is gained in being willing to move before you fully feel ready, even and especially when you aren't sure how it will turn out. That's why today I'm doing a deep dive on how to create your own momentum in business so you can learn from the actions you're taking and move forward faster because of it. My hope is that this episode saves you weeks, months, and heck, maybe even years of spinning your wheels and gives you the confidence to make big moves so you can get even bigger business results. You're listening to One Simple Shift, and I'm your host, Amanda Joyce Weber, the mindset coach and business mentor that believes it is possible to have a beautiful, balanced life and a successful, thriving business. In fact, what if success wasn't as complicated as everyone was making it out to be? What if the magic formula you've been looking for has been you all along? Each week, I cut through the noise and bring you one simple, actionable mindset shift you can implement today to completely transform the way you show up daily and the results you see because of it. All success starts with the right mindset, and it's time that you create the life and business you've always dreamed of. Let's get started. Hello, hello, my simple shifters. I hope you're having an incredible week. I feel like this episode has been bubbling up inside of me for so long. And I feel like I am going to burst if I do not get it out in the world soon, because this is just such an important topic. And it's one of those things that I wish I had realized so much sooner on my business journey, because it really truly is a game changer when it comes to your mindset, when it comes to the sales actions you're taking in your business, and when it comes to getting bigger results because of those actions. So this topic is so incredibly important. And I really hope that you take today's mindset shift to heart, because I know that if you do, it is going to help you so much in how you show up for your business and how you move your bottom line because of that. So if there's one place that I see entrepreneurs get stuck, it's really in waiting for that external validation in order to make a move in their business. So this is really any action that you're taking to move your business forward. So in the very beginning stages of your business, it could be those visibility efforts. It could be marketing your business on multiple platforms. Later on in your business, it might be actually pitching on a sales call or not changing the price last minute when you say it out loud and actually staying grounded in your rates. It could be reaching out to potential clients and not just waiting for them to come to you, right? There are so many moves that you can take in your business that can move you forward faster. And depending on where you're at in your business journey, that's going to look a little different for you. Yet, what I will say is that every next level of business requires the next level of you. And one thing that I have seen to be true is every time we sort of come to that next level of business, this mindset block can come up again and again, where we start looking for that kind of external validation to say, okay, yeah, you're on the right track, before we feel willing and ready to make a move. And that can be such a difficult position to put yourself in business, because essentially what you're saying is, I am not going to make a move in my business unless I'm 100% sure that it's going to work out, or unless I feel 100% confident that this is going to not be scary or yield the results that I want, right? And I think that that is one, so hard to guarantee ever, right? Even if past results speak to it, you being successful in what it is that you're trying again or doing the second time around, it's really difficult to say with 100% certainty, I know it's going to yield a certain result. And I think that that is so good to keep in mind, because when we start to bump up against this, well, I'm not going to do it unless I know for sure that it's going to work out in my favor, or that nothing bad is going to happen, or insert thing here, then unless that's the case, I'm not going to make a move. That is going to hold you back. And I know that that can be difficult to hear and acknowledge and insert thing here, but quite honestly, this is where I see so many people get stuck. And I know I really used to get stuck on this loop as well, because any new or uncomfortable thing, I would sort of get stuck in this, but what if it's all for nothing? Like, what if I do this conversion event and then no one actually converts? Or what if I try this new offer and people aren't interested and it falls flat? What if I do this giveaway and no one enters the giveaway, right? It is so easy for us to come across this mindset block at every single turn in business. And yet it's hard to actually know how it's going to turn out until you actually do it. So I also see people get stuck on a sort of like market research spiral as well. And I think this is the same block that shows up in a different way. So what I mean by that is, again, sometimes we just want the sure thing. We want the guarantee. We want the thing that's like, okay, no matter what, it's going to work out. And yet so much of business, and heck, even life too, doesn't actually work that way. So it's so helpful to notice this, because then you can ask yourself, am I doing market research because I feel like I need permission to put this thing out in the world? Or am I doing market research because I actually want the data here and I want to see what people are interested in? And I know that I can tweak my offer slightly based on that. And I think just looking at it from that perspective is so helpful, because again, you could do all the market research in the world, and yet putting your offer out there and actually selling the thing is going to be what gives you the data that you need in order to either tweak it or make a shift or know what to do differently the next time around based on what you're seeing. But if you never actually let yourself get it out there, you're really holding yourself back from that actual concrete movement in your business, right? And that is just so helpful to see, because again, you don't want to be the person that only does market research and never actually gets that offer out there. You want to be the person who does the market research, says, okay, does this feel good to me? How can I adjust this? How can I, you know, really put my best foot forward here in looking at that data, and be willing to move even though I know there are no guarantees, right? Sometimes I think with that market research, again, we're looking for that validation. We're looking for like, okay, like I want the sure thing here, so show me this is a sure thing, rather than creating that internal validation and moving based on that. So what I mean by that is, instead of looking for all the things outside of you to determine if something will be successful, how can you start tapping into what actually feels good to you? And I know that can feel big and fluffy and a little high level, but I can tell you that the offers that I've launched in my business that have been most successful have really been from a place of, this is good. Like, I know this is good. I know this is going to help my people. I know that this is exactly what they're needing. And because I have that belief to back it, because it feels so good internally, because it sort of like clicks in that way, those have always been energetically the most successful things that I've done, and results-wise too. Don't get me wrong. I don't just mean the energetics, but I think that that energetic is almost the thing that shows you that you're on the right track. So it's almost like, I think a lot of people can relate to this, especially because I know I have a lot of creative entrepreneurs in my audience, but it's almost like if you're working on a piece of artwork, or if you're doing a design, or you're writing up some sort of creative writing or something like that. There's a point where you know, you're like, okay, like I know this is good. Like I can feel it. I know that this is like finished, so to speak. And it's that internal satisfaction piece that feels so validating. And I know that there are parts of the creative process, and of course, frustration is a huge part of that. And I think that happens with offers and sales and all of that too, right? But I know that the offers that I have had that have always done best, the conversion events I've had that have always done best, there is an energetic piece of that where it clicks and it gets to that spot where I'm like, yes, this is good. And it's very akin to what I have felt in design and the creative process and anything where I'm sort of like creating something, right? Like that's basically what we're doing with offers. And I just know when that energetic clicks, that is like such a testament that my mindset is behind it, that I believe in it, and that I believe it's going to be successful. And if you can tap into that and you can operate from that place, you're almost unstoppable when it comes to like putting it out there and getting it out there in the world. And that internal validation is really the thing that helps it to become more successful. Now, don't get me wrong, that doesn't mean that it always 100% of the time looks like it's going to be super successful when I'm in it. And I think that's important to say. But it does mean that I feel validated enough internally to stick with it and to learn from it and to know that I like really gave it what I had. So I hope that difference makes sense there, because I think so often we're looking for that external validation. We're like, I just want someone to tell me what to do. I just want someone to like tell me this is good enough. I just want someone to like make it feel like it's gonna work. And the truth is, like, no one can hand that to you, right? Like, I can tell you as a coach behind the scenes in many businesses, it really has to click for you and it has to feel good for you. And you have to operate from that place, or else it's like no one can hand that to you, right? And you can't really fake it either. I think there have been times in my business journey where I'm like, I'm just going to tell myself that I believe in it and it's fine. But unless that like internal belief and validation is there, you can't fake it. Like you can't just tell yourself it's there and try to believe it when it isn't, right? You really have to feel it internally. And I think that that is just so helpful, because if you don't feel that, then we know, okay, we need to go back to mindset. We need to figure out why that is. We need to identify the resistance there. We need to figure out what isn't feeling good, right? And when you can do that work, it helps you to back it that much more. It helps you to step into that belief. Now, don't get me wrong. You don't have to be 100% in belief around the thing in order to put it out there in the world, but you do have to believe it more than you don't. And I think that that energetic behind it that I was talking about is really, really helpful in seeing where you are in that. And I think that that is just so, so key to, again, knowing what to shift, right? Like knowing that you need to feel that internal validation in order to even get it out in the world, right? And you need to believe it more than you don't to get it out in the world. Again, so much of this is like so you can take the sales action, so you can learn from it, because that's where businesses are built. Businesses are built in the action. Businesses are built in the selling of the thing rather than just the thinking of the selling of the thing, if that makes sense. So again, this is so important, because I think a lot of times we just hold ourselves back from getting it out there and learning from it that much quicker, when the thing that's actually going to help you to gain momentum, to move forward faster, is really creating the offer, selling the offer, learning from what happens there. And then again, knowing what to tweak based on what you learned so that you can get it out there again so much faster. I'm telling you, I wish I had gotten this so much sooner, because it really would have helped me through so many of the mindset blocks and so many of the hangups that I felt like were really, really big things at the time, that I look back on my business journey now and I'm like, oh my gosh, that was such a blip on the radar, right? Like that was not even important, like not even an important thing. And yet I know how heavy and how intense and how important these things feel when we're going through them. And I think that's why I want to talk about this, is because I think sometimes we're looking for the thing that doesn't fail instead of looking for the thing that is actually going to move us forward faster, if that makes sense, right? It's that whole like play to win, don't play not to lose mentality, which is like, how can you get in this mindset of like, okay, I believe in the thing. I know that I am going to help my people with this, whether someone signs now or they sign 3 months from now. I know it's moving me forward and I know I'm going to learn from it. So it's so worth me moving on that to get that data that much faster rather than staying stuck and waiting and feeling like I'm spinning on this and thinking about this for months, but not actually being out there doing the thing and learning from it, right? Like those are two totally different scenarios. And this is where I see so many entrepreneurs keep themselves stuck because it feels scary and it feels like, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work? What if no one signs up? And yet I know that the data that you gain by getting it out there, doing it messy, trying it, tweaking it, trying it again is so valuable and is going to help you so much more than if you're afraid to ever try, or if you're just thinking about the thing, but never actually taking the sales actions that are going to help you to sell the thing, then that's where we get stuck, right? So I remember one particular example here. I think this was fairly early on in my business journey. And I remember my coach being like, you just need to create an offer, get it out there, like be willing to like try something and run at it and give it everything you have and just like see how it goes. Because again, I was getting like so in my head about just doing anything, honestly, right? Like there, I look back on my business journey and I'm like, oh my gosh, there are so many other things I could have been trying. I could have been doing, I could have been gaining visibility. I could have been deepening relationships. Like there's just so much that you can do in business. And yet I can see how I wasn't really doing it because fear was the thing standing in the way. And I, again, like I had so many hangups around like, what if it doesn't work? And really looking for that validation externally rather than finding it internally. So again, if you can really learn and lean into this idea of like, how can I believe in myself? How can I validate myself? How can this click for me so that I can get it out there? That's when it becomes so much easier and you're going to learn from it that much faster. So again, back to my example. Sorry, I'm bouncing around a little bit here, but I remember that one instance where I was like, okay, I'm going to create an offer. I'm going to run at it. Like, I'm going to just get it out there. Try this thing. Try to land a client from it. Like, this is the thing, right? And I remember very clearly this instance because there was a lot of stuff coming up at the time where I could have totally backed down from this. I could have been like, oh yeah, like that's cute, but I'm not going to do it right now, right? And I can't even remember what the offer was. I feel like it was probably like a sales call intensive or something like that. And that was what I decided I was going to run at. I was going to put it out there and I was going to see if I got any purchases or any bites, right? So I remember that week in particular, I think my dog got sick. I was racing him to the vet. I knew we were going camping that weekend as well. So we were like packing up the car. It was a short week. Like it was not like when you're like, oh, I'm going to like launch a thing and I'm going to run at it. It was not an ideal scenario, like by any means. And I remember being like, I can let this be the thing that holds me back, or I can show myself that I can do it anyway, because the truth is there's always going to be some version of the dog needing to go to the vet and us going away on vacation. I mean, you guys know how much I travel, like, and me going away and going camping, right? There's always going to be some version of that. So I can either let this be an excuse and a reason I don't move on this and then do it a different week when there probably would be another excuse, or I can just be like, I know that there's always going to be some version of this. So I am just willing to do it anyway. Like I'm willing to run at this thing because that's really what I'm showing myself here is that like I can run at it. I can handle it. I can be in it no matter what like life is kicking up. And that is how self-trust is built. And that is where that internal validation comes into play too, because it wasn't like, okay, well, like I'll put out a few posts and then like, we'll see if anyone's interested and then maybe I'll run at the thing, right? And I say that, and of course you're listening to it and going like, well, yeah, that would be dumb, right? But this is what we do to ourselves without even realizing it, is we're like, okay, well, I'm going to put out those two posts, but if they don't get traction, like then it's the wrong offer. And then our brains will totally spin on that. Whereas if you can be like, I am going to see this process through, like I am going to move on this idea. I trust myself enough to know that like I am coming from a good place and I know no matter what happens, I am going to learn from it. That is when you are winning in business. That is when you can take the information you're getting and you can use it to your advantage so that you can grow. You can quite literally do better next time. And that is how businesses are built. It's not in the thinking about the offer, the thinking about the thing. It's in the actual selling of the thing. So you can make sales, you can get clients, you can grow your bottom line. That makes all the difference. I would so much rather you be willing to try and fail rather than not trying. You are the creator of your own momentum in business. You are the person who knows your audience best. You are the person who knows what they need best. You are the person who has this vision and has this passion and has this purpose for this business. Like, you can trust yourself to get out there and try things, right? To get out there and sell the offer. Even if it doesn't sell and you consider that a failure, I would not consider that a failure, but even if that's where your mind goes, you just showed yourself so much about what you're capable of and what is possible for you. And you are learning, right? This is so, so important, because I think a lot of us just expect, I know I definitely had this idea of like, I should have just come out of the womb being an amazing coach, right? Like, I should have just come out of the womb knowing how to run a business. And yet that's so not how it works, right? The expectation is just not the reality. So often we have to be willing to try. We have to be willing to experiment. We have to be willing to put ourselves out there and sell the thing so that we can make the sales. And if we don't make the sales, we can learn why that's not happening, right? And that data we can take and we can move forward and we can get better results the next time around. When I say I want you to feel empowered to close sales on rinse and repeat, this is what I mean. I don't just mean like it's, you know, it becomes like washing your hair kind of thing. I mean, like, this is the work that gets you to the place where it becomes like washing your hair, right? So it's still work. It's still mindset work to do. It's still uncomfortable emotions that come up. It's still a lot of learning in the process. And yet, that's what makes sales feel like you can get them on rinse and repeat. That's what makes selling with ease possible, is because you are learning these lessons along the way. So I think so many of us are like, yeah, I like, is there a fast track? Like, can I hit the easy button and skip through that part where I have to do the learning? I'm joking, but I think that this is so common in entrepreneurship, where we just want the thing, we just want the result without having to do the uncomfortable work that actually helps us to get that result. And that's so true when it comes to sales as well, right? So even if you don't close sales, let's say you have a flopped launch, let's say you have been making offers and you're getting a lot of objections and it's feeling really defeating, I still know that you making moves, you taking those actions is what moves you forward faster, because it isn't actually about that one offer. It isn't actually about that one person or that one pitch or that one thing. It's about how much momentum you build in the doing of those things, right? So I have clients who literally, oh my gosh, I can think of one client in particular who came back to me like maybe 5 years later and signed as a future you client, right? I know if I had stopped showing up, if I had stopped running my business, if I had stopped making offers, if I had shut down what I was doing, there's no possible way that would have ever happened, right? So I think sometimes we want that instant gratification. We want to know that it's working in the moment. Don't get me wrong. I want that for you too. I want you to see results faster. I want you to make massive strides and quantum leaps and all of the amazing things in your business. And I also know that sometimes that means having a launch that doesn't go so well, or having an offer that kind of flops, or having, you know, your results not look as great as you want them to. And I still know that that is still helping you to build momentum on your journey, because one, you're gathering data in that process. So I think that's amazing. And two, you're building that visibility. You're building that momentum. Like, people need to know that you have an established business. And sometimes it just takes time for, I know no one wants to say that, but sometimes it really does take time for people to be ready to hire you, to be in a place where they've decided now is the time to work with you. And that's okay. But if you stop trying to get clients in the process, that's never going to happen, if that makes sense. So I guess all of that to say, like, yes, we're here for the people who feel like they pop out of seemingly nowhere, or drop from the sky, or find your content for the first time and are ready to hear more. I'm totally here for that. Like, I love that. I love when people end up on my calendar and they're like, I've been following you forever. You've never heard from me, but I'm totally ready to move forward with Future You Coaching. Like, that's amazing. Don't get me wrong. And we can't make that the like only thing that we celebrate either, if that makes sense. Like, that can't be the only goal. We also have to be here for the people who do take a bit more time to warm up, who do need time to build that like no trust factor, who may not be the people who get on a call immediately and sign, but that doesn't make that wrong either, right? But it does mean that you're going to have both of those in your audience, right? You're going to have the early adopters, the people who love you, the people who are ready to just jump in head first. And you're also going to have people who have a longer timeline, who need more time to warm up to you and your offer, and then they're ready to step into it. So neither is better than the other necessarily, but there are both of those people in your audience. And by way of you continuing to make moves, you're really allowing your business to speak to both of those, essentially, to sell to both of those, rather than saying like, the only thing I'm prioritizing is the people who will like jump off the fence immediately, right? Like, if that's what you're prioritizing, again, that's kind of that external validation where it's like, I only believe in this offer if like people are, you know, buying immediately after our sales call, or they're DMing me like within, I don't know, days of finding me, right? Like, that's when you're so reliant on the external validation that it's hard to move. Whereas if you can be like, I trust myself. I trust that I'm going to do what it takes to show up in this business. I trust that my ideas are good ideas, that I'm going to think strategically about them, but I can trust myself to put it out there. I trust that this is good and I just need to get it in front of more of the right people, right? That internal validation is going to be the thing that helps you to stick with it. Whereas like, you will wobble so much if you are waiting for the external validation in your business. And that is just a really, really difficult position to put yourself in. So I do not want that for you, right? I want to see you out there. I want to see you trying, failing, trying again, getting closer, like finding how your business works again on rinse and repeat so that you know how to do these things. But again, that takes time. Like, you quite literally have to run an offer more than once in order to see if it worked the second time. So I think that, again, just being willing to stick through it so that you can create that momentum is huge, because again, you are the creator of your own momentum, right? You are the person who moves in your business. And I think this is somewhat confusing sometimes, because I think people hear that and they're like, okay, that means I have to be high vibe all the time. And like, that's definitely not going to happen. So like, this conversation doesn't work for me, right? And that's not what I mean at all. I don't think you have to be high vibe 100% of the time, but I do think, like, I mean, I'm definitely not high vibe 100% of the time. Like, I don't think I like have a not high vibe mindset, but I think like anyone expecting themselves to be like 10 out of 10 excited about anything 100% of the time is just not reasonable for humans, right? So your feelings and your emotions are going to fluctuate, and that's totally normal. And you can still make moves even if you don't feel 10 out of 10, even if you don't feel high vibe, right? So sometimes me making moves on an offer or on a conversion event or on a sales page or on an email sequence quite literally looks like me sitting on a Sunday morning, sipping coffee and writing up a sales sequence because that's when it feels good to me. And that's like, I just enjoy that sometimes, right? Like I just enjoy being able to like write without anything else on my calendar and to be able to really enjoy the process instead of having to rush to the next thing. And sometimes that just literally feels really good to me. But that's not me being high vibe. That's like me being like, oh, like this is cozy and comfy and I get to like be in my pajamas and I get to sip my coffee and I get to like have this time where I'm typing away on my laptop and this feels really good and fulfilling and like this is what I enjoy doing, right? That may not be like, I guess that does sound kind of high vibe, but when I think high vibe, I think like toxic positivity and like need to feel good in order to get shit done, right? Like that's not what I'm saying here. Like I think that there are days where I'm like, I quite literally just need to get this post like out and scheduled because I know visibility is important and I know this is going to move me forward. And like, that's just it, right? Like there are going to be days where you don't feel high vibe and yet you can still make moves from that place, right? So, I mean, this is probably a whole separate conversation and we can dive deeper on this in another podcast episode, but I think that's important to say, which is like, don't rely on the feelings that you're having to move. You can make moves and you can take action even if you're not 100% sure that it's going to work. Or if you're having some doubts kicking up, or you aren't sure if anyone is going to tune in, or you are not sure if you have enough people in your audience to even buy. Like, doubts are not the thing standing in your way, I guess is what I'm saying here. It's like, you can have those doubts and you can still know that you making moves and taking action to answer those questions is actually so much more valuable to you than the doubts themselves. So I had someone recently ask me, this was actually during the Sell On Stories challenge that I ran last week, but she asked like, how do I know if my audience is ready for this offer? And my response to that was like, well, that's kind of exactly what we're looking to answer here, right? Like that would be such good data to have because if they're not ready, then you know what problem to solve for, right? This is something that my business coach, Lacey Seitz, says all the time, which is like solve the right problem in your business. And I think that's so true in this case because then we can answer that question, right? If we know they're not ready, great. That gives us so much information about what we have to do to warm them up for it rather than being like, well, I don't know if they're not ready, so I'm just not going to do anything. Like that doesn't bring us any closer to making sales and making money. So again, so helpful to think of it in this context because if you can be like, what is the question that I'm looking to answer here? And then what is the problem that I'm looking to solve based on that answer? Business gets a lot more simple and a lot more strategic. And yet, if your feelings are running the show and you're not putting it out there and you're not answering those questions, it's going to feel hard. It's going to feel heavy. It's going to feel like, you know, sales are a fluke or that, you know, you don't really have a foundation in your business. So this is so helpful to shift your mindset around because again, you can let that movement be the thing that creates the results rather than feeling like your feelings are the things that have to create the results. Because quite honestly, like that is not where good results are going to come from the majority of the time, if that makes sense. So our feelings fluctuate like sometimes by hours, sometimes by minutes. Like that is not the thing we can be relying on in order to take action in business. So again, being able to think strategically in this way about your sales and being able to look at what's actually happening, solve for those right problems, it's just so incredibly helpful in getting better results because of it. So again, I think that this is one of those things where you kind of just have to trust yourself to make those moves. It's funny. I also remember my business coach saying, like, successful, and I'm totally going to misquote this, but it was something to the effect of, like, successful business owners just do more. And I remember at the time being like, I don't get it. Like, what do you mean? Right. But it doesn't mean that they, like, have more on their schedule, or they work more hours, or they have a fuller plate, but, like, they're willing to try more things. They're willing to look at, okay, what is working? What isn't working? What can I try here? Like, how can I almost, like, fail forward in that way? And with that, they're quite literally just, like, doing more things. They're experimenting, they're getting messy, they're looking at the data, they're running it again and again to get better at it. And that's how momentum is created. That's how you're going to learn so much about your business in the process, if you're thinking about it in that way, of course, right? But you really need an empowered mindset to do this. Like, if you're not at baseline, right? I was saying, like, we can't let our feelings run our businesses. And if you're not at baseline, like, it's really hard to think about your business strategically in this way, because you're just going to be like, nothing's working. It's like my biz, I should burn it all down, right? Like, those are the thoughts that we spiral on when we're not at baseline. So you really have to have a solid mindset to be able to, one, think about your business in this way, but two, to be able to create momentum in this way. Because yeah, like, you're going to have stuff that doesn't pan out the way you want it to. You're going to have things that you try and flop, right? But again, with that sort of, like, failing forward mindset, you're gaining so much information in the process that it's so worth it. And I think that that is truly where you create that momentum. And sometimes it requires you being in that empowered place, to being willing to be creative, to think outside the box, to try something new. I think back to those make moves and get paid sale calls that I did. And so many people raised their eyebrows at those. And I had a great experience around them. In case you missed it, that was a call where I literally would get on an assessment call with someone, and I would give them homework. And if they took action on the mindset homework and the sales actions that I gave them, I would send them a $15 Starbucks gift card to, like, really reinforce that action is the thing that helps you to create your own momentum, right? This is all very congruent here. I love it. But yeah, like, people thought I was nuts when I did those. And I was like, this is just, like, a really fun way for me to learn more about my audience. It's a really fun way for me to have more sales conversations. It's a really fun way for me to see where people are getting hung up and where they're getting stuck. Like, I was gaining so much information in that process that I think that, like, people who aren't thinking about their business in that way, like, didn't quite honestly just didn't really understand and didn't really get. But yeah, like, that was such a fun experience for me. And yet I know, like, so many people would have been, who are in a totally different mindset, like, wouldn't have seen the value in that. So again, like, I think it's really important that you're in a good mindset when you're experimenting, when you're trying these things, so that you can actually look at the data and be strategic about your business. Because again, if you're not in a solid mindset place, it's just going to feel like nothing's working, and you're going to approach it from that place, and you're going to see that reflected back to you. So I think that that's such an important thing to mention here too. But yeah, I think all of this to say, if you're waiting to feel ready, then you're kind of missing the point, right? Like, if you're waiting to move until you know that there's interest, or you know someone's for sure going to buy, like, yeah, like, you're probably missing out on a ton of opportunities, and you're probably leaving a ton of money on the table, because you create that momentum. When you move, when you create that excitement, your audience comes with you for the ride. Like, they can feel it when you feel it, if that makes sense, right? And I think there's a Mel Robbins quote going around on, I think it's Reels right now, right? And again, I'm probably going to get, I should really write these quotes down before I record these episodes. But there's a Mel Robbins quote going around right now that's something to the effect of, like, don't wait to move until, oh goodness, I wish I could find it. Hold on. Let's see if we can Google it so that this actually makes sense. Okay. I found it. Here's a simple rule. Never, ever, ever let your mood dictate what you do. You have to take action first because movement changes your mood. That is the quote I am thinking of. That's by Mel Robbins. That is not mine. But I think that this so perfectly illustrates exactly what I'm getting at today, which is you can't rely on your feelings, validation, external circumstances, the whole thing, in order to make moves that are going to grow your business. That is really where you tapping into what feels good to you, creating that internal validation, really trusting yourself to move and know that you can handle whatever result you get on the other side of that is so incredibly valuable in business. And when you move from that place, your audience will come with you for the ride. They are going to feel that you are excited about what you have to offer, that you believe in it, that you know it's going to be the thing that's going to help them. And that is going to be that is going to put you so much further ahead in business than never having tried at all or never having taken that action. So I hope that this episode was so incredibly helpful to you because I really do believe that this is like so important. And sometimes it's not a big shift either, right? I think sometimes we hear this and we're like, okay, Amanda says move. So I've got to take this like big sweeping action in my business and I'm going to like pivot to an entirely different audience or I'm going to change up what platform I'm on. Like that's not what I'm saying either, right? Like sometimes this is a very simple shift. Sometimes it's like a quarter turn to the right situation, right? It's not a big thing that has to happen in order for you to move. It might just literally be like you believing in your offer more, you writing down why you're amazing before you hop on Instagram stories to tell people why you're amazing and why they should work with you, right? Or it may just mean frequency, right? Like that was a huge thing that came up in this Selling Stories Challenge this week where people were getting incredible results, right? They were posting story slides and having people reach out to them and getting like amazing conversions to calls from those story slides. Again, if you want to grab those, I'll link them in the show notes here because those are the exact slides that I'm talking about. That was day one of the Selling Stories Challenge. And it was amazing because they didn't even have huge numbers. It's not like millions of people saw their Instagram stories and then they were able to convert a call. We're talking like a very small audience. And some of those were even like friends of this particular person. So not at all ideal clients. And yet she still booked a call off of those story slides. And the reason I share that is just to say, sometimes it's just about showing up to sell more, right? Like sometimes it's about just saying the thing more times. Sometimes it's about knowing like if someone doesn't buy on this launch, they're going to buy on the next one. Sometimes it's about, you know, saying the same thing, but like in a slightly different way that connects with people. Sometimes it's about weaving more storytelling into your sales process, right? Like there are so many different things we can try. But again, you have to be willing to take that action. You have to be willing to try them. And sometimes that's not a really big sweeping shift to your business. Sometimes it's just a really small, tiny thing. And that ends up being where you see the best results. So I hope this was so incredibly helpful. This is something that I really, truly believe in. I hope you felt that today because truly, if I had realized this sooner in business, I think I would have given myself a whole heck of a lot less grief in the process. I would have been less hard on myself. And I probably would have just moved a lot faster. And I think that's one of the takeaways today as well. I'm not saying like throw caution to the wind and just, you know, like show up messy and don't think strategically or anything like that. But I am saying like, be willing to try, be willing to fail, be willing to learn from it. And you will put yourself and be willing to not make that mean anything about you. And you will be just like light years ahead, both in business, in your bottom line, and in how you feel, right? So all of those things are so helpful, right? And so important. So again, I will drop those story slides in the caption of this episode so that you can grab those. Sometimes it is literally just about showing up more and selling more. And those story slides are a great way to do that. And then sometimes it is about selling in a different way, right? The workbook that comes with those story slides is really, really amazing for walking you through, like, what is the result that your ideal client really wants? Like, what is it that they get? Like, what it helps you to like tap into how you're actually selling the thing to be sure that not only do the slides look amazing and you look like the go-to person, you look beautiful and put together and all of that, but also that you have the language to back what it is that you're actually selling. And I find that those story slides are so helpful because it helps you to clarify the thoughts in your head, right? You may show up and talk face to cam on Instagram stories to sell what it is that you have to offer, but that is so much easier if you have the foundation that the story slides help you set, because you know exactly who you're talking to, how you're talking about your offer, what results they want, what problem you help them solve, what they'll walk away with. Like, all of that is so incredibly valuable for you to be able to show up and just record a story like on a whim selling and to be able to make those moves, like I said, without it feeling like it's this big thing that is kind of like make or break in your business. So again, I will drop those. That's the Swipe My Sales slides. You can grab those in the caption of this episode. They're super good. I'm very proud of them. I had a client message me on Basecamp and she was like, how can you give this away for free? This is so good. And it is. So you should go grab it. And yeah, I just hope this was so incredibly helpful for you. I know that this is going to be a game changer for you. And as always, I would love to hear that you're listening. If you screenshot this episode, share it out on Instagram stories, be sure to tag me at Amanda Joyce Weber. I love to see that you're listening. It makes my heart so, so happy. And I love to reshare those as well. So I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week and I will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to One Simple Shift. Check out the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at amandajoyceweber.com/onesimpleshift. If you're loving this podcast, do me a favor and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. These reviews truly mean the world to me, helping me to reach more people and have more impact. And as a special thanks, we'll reach out to everyone that leaves a review and you'll receive my absolutely free life and business changing Future You meditation. This mindset exercise is the simplest, easiest way to tap into future you today and start being that woman now. I only wish I had a visualization exercise like this when I first started my business, and now it's available to all of you. Simply screenshot your review and email it to me at amanda@amandajoyceweber.com to receive your free meditation. And remember, sometimes the only thing standing in the way of a more profitable business and a more fulfilling life is one simple shift.
This mindset shift is one I wish I had fully grasped sooner in my business. Hold on, let's try that again. This mindset This mindset shift is one I wish I had fully grasped sooner on my business journey because I know that I would have seen bigger business. Okay, we'll get there. This mindset shift is one I wish I had fully grasped.